Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry in Oklahoma, a portrait of political gridlock and how it affects kids in school. We begin with the ugly math in the Oklahoma budget. A $900 million shortfall that has to be balanced. But this state is experiencing a crisis in its prison overcrowding and a prolonged stagnation in education spending. There's talk on the edge to tweak tax exemptions here and raise fees there. But after years of nonstop Republican majorities celebrating lower taxes, lawmakers are hearing that they may have gone too far. Representative Leslie Osborne is among the most powerful lawmakers in the state. The chair of the Appropriations and Budget Committee may be in a bind, though. She's hearing two messages at once: keep taxes low and raise spending for teachers, mental health, and other services. But can she get the legislature to figure this one out?
What I was hearing at the doorstop and at different speeches and gatherings over the last 8 years has really changed into now. I do believe people realize that we have made these cuts and that we are not providing the level of services that they do expect as citizens. And honestly, for the first time, I feel that it is possible that we will be able to broaden the tax base. And by saying that, I mean, would we potentially look at taxing services? All of our contiguous states do that. Would we consider a sliding gas tax or diesel tax scale? Do we look at something like our very low gross production rate of 2%? So I think there's a lot of things on the table this year.
Some of this began at the federal level under Obama, but do you see a sea change and a revolution in corrections policy and, you know, how communities are going to be able to deal with that? Building more prisons is not viable anymore.
Absolutely, and that's been a huge initiative here the last several years. Last year, we passed several measures in the House and Senate that were signed by the governor, like the Justice Safety Valve, which actually gives discretion to judges that are sent things with mandatory sentences to actually say, you know, I'm not sure this really merits this mandatory. We are overcrowded in our prisons, and I actually have a rolling bond issue for DOC, but that is not necessarily that I think that we need more prisons to lock more people up. It's that the prisons that we do have are substandard and crumbling infrastructure. So we may need to actually change the way some of our prisons are done to have more that have a mental health emphasis, to have more that have areas where we could actually get more programming with a GED attainment, with actual training for jobs. We are looking at our licensing. Should all of our licenses in Oklahoma require that you've never been a felon?
You're talking about counseling, you're talking about social rehabilitation, you're talking about community outreach. I mean, you're talking like someone from Ann Arbor, Michigan, in some Democratic, social services agency.
Okay, but isn't that refreshing? Wouldn't it be nice if every once in a while we could all work together and try to do the right thing? And I really feel like in Oklahoma there's been a sea change. You know, we have new leadership running the Senate and the House this year. The governor is a lame duck. She's in her last 2 years, so things are going to be a little easier for her to push through that she might not have felt comfortable pushing through before. That's how politics work. I really do see that sea change for justice reinvestment, for spending our dollars in a different manner, and for actually broadening the base where we can provide more services than we have been. And I feel like that should be a bipartisan issue. I don't think that should be a red or blue state issue. I think it should be about what's best for your state.
Some people from the outside, and we are from the outside, would ask the question, do you have to get to four-day school weeks and 49th rankings in teacher salaries to consider education an emergency? Is that necessary?
When you look at our low cost of living, we are more like 35th in the nation in teacher pay. Now, does that make it acceptable? Still, no. We're not prioritizing enough to teacher pay. I expect the bill that would do a three-year stepped-in $6,000 per teacher pay raise to pass this year. But that being said, did we have to get to this point where all of a sudden people feel like, though, we've reached a crisis point? I think it did. I think it did take that for us to seriously consider looking at broadening the tax base.
Republican Representative Leslie Osborne is chair of the Appropriations and Budget Committee in the state of Oklahoma.